What's today? Today is Sunday, February...
Try March.
March 3rd. I'm still stuck in February.
March 3rd.
So wait, what year is it if you don't know what month it is?
2012.
No, you fucking idiot.
2013, March 3rd. And right now we have Brandon Natel.
Hey.
We got Michael Spaulding.
Oh.
We got Thomas LaFleur.
Hello.
And me, Carlos Socorro. And we're actually, this is actually our first podcast, In the Met, is what we're going to call it, whether y'all like it or not. So,
or if anybody understands it or not.
Look, it doesn't matter. Look, we grew up in Metairie, Louisiana, New Orleans, very close. So, it's one of our normal things to get together and just chit-chat and bullshit, so we decided, hey... Still a podcast.
So I was thinking what we could do is we could have special effects and stuff. Since this is the first one, it'd be okay to talk about it.
Yeah.
And we have a special guest today, everyone. Like, you know, everybody's clapping. Like, we have an audience.
Yeah, if we have someone else or someone's not
here. Our special guest today is Joe Pesci. You know, Joe Pesci comes up like, hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing? How's everybody doing tonight? Yeah. Well, you could easily.
That in, if, like, people can't make it that day, we can, like, if someone else is around, like,
special guest.
Yeah, our next guest coming is the creator of ShamWow.
the guy who beat the hooker. I forgot his name.
No special guest? No. Looks like we're going to have to kill some time.
I don't think he's here. I think he's in jail.
So, what you guys doing in life in general? I'm in a band.
You're in a band?
Quake Grips.
Since when?
You want to be in a band? You play Sleigh Bells. Sleigh Bells? That's cool, man. Yeah.
No, I don't want to play Sleigh Bells.
Can I play the Jingle Bells?
So,
damn.
Dog, look at this dinosaur I just drew. It's 10-second dinosaur.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know. I got bored. Give us something to talk about.
Here we go. There's something else we can
Your
talk about.
Your dinosaur sucks. It's over.
No, come on. Look at that chin.
It's a Jay like Leno chin.
It's like if John Travolta was a dinosaur. That'd be it.
So, okay, well, since this is the first one, we're trying to figure this out. The structure, be the intro, why are we doing the podcast, and then go from there.
Should we go on politics and shit? That's definitely something we can argue. I'm about to fart. Let's see if this mic picks it up. No, that was a silent one.
We can add an audio to it later.
Yeah. Your fucking trombone.
Carlos, why are you still recording if this is just supposed to be a sample?
Because I want to. That's right.
Might as well just keep going with that. Just keep going with it.
We'll just roll into the fucking.
Yeah, we'll just roll into the show and just cut it all out, right?
Yeah, right.
What do you mean? What do you mean? We'll just say somebody accidentally hit the record button.
What's the expression? Support the troops.
What?
With the expression support the troops, right? You know you don't have to support all the troops, do you?
Why not all the troops?
I think it's just you support them all as a concept, but not all as individuals. Because you might have one that's like a dick. You could be like, yo, I don't like you, but I support the army.
Oh, it's like supporting fried chicken. It's like supporting fried chicken.
We need to talk more about this band.
Okay, go ahead and talk
First
about
First off, I'm out the band.
You're I keep getting again? Fucking interrupted. That's what I want to talk about.
I want to make it a cool split.
Not again.
No, you know, I respect what you guys are doing.
I don't know what's going on. I mean, I know what
I'll try to bring it back to Michael, which we really don't use the name Michael. We call him Spaulding. But that's just stuff I was writing down.
Fighting invisible bully.
Yeah.
How can you fight an invisible bully? How do you know it's a bully to begin with?
Editing.
Because he keeps pulling your pants down?
Editing trips.
It's like jail, but somebody's invisible.
What's your favorite stand-up? What's everybody's favorite stand-up?
Yeah, let's go from that. Let's do that. Go ahead, Thomas. You go first.
Mine's more of an old school. I like Dennis Leary. No cure for cancer. No cure for cancer.
No, dude, that's awesome.
That is a good one.
It's got some classic shit in there.
Capital N, small y, big fucking Q on the box. I love that fucking shit.
Bring me the cow. I'll eat what I want and ride the rest home.
When I was young, I used to sneak on HBO, and my parents used to try to block HBO because I was always obsessed with Eddie Murphy. Raw. Yeah, dude, Raw. I mean, some of the best skits, some of my comedy comes from Raw. Just like, probably one of the things to this day that'll make me laugh the most is the Mr. T. The Mr. T line, dude. So,
you gotta go.
So I'm at a party and a couple people come up to me and they're like, yo, man, Mr. T's looking for you. And you guys see Eddie Murphy? So I'm like, damn, man, no, Mr. T, yeah. He's a scary looking guy. He could whoop some ass, you know? So I go ahead and take a look at his shows and see what he's like. And yeah, he's not too swift. So I'm like, you know, maybe I could work out a Jedi mind trick and trick him. You know, Mr. T would be like, I heard you said some jokes about me. No, you didn't. Maybe I didn't. I'm gonna beat up the fool that told me them lies.
That's awesome. He does say that. What was the part he said about Michael?
And he's like, yeah, man. He's like, my agent calls me up. He's like, yo, man, Mike's mad. He's like, I'm like, so? I'll fuck Mike up.
I know he said something after that. He said something about Mike's probably one of those guys that, like, outside to the world, he's just a regular person. But
I heard you said jokes about me.
Yeah, but as soon as you get him behind doors, he acts like a true nigger. Hey, I'll kick your ass.
I'll kick your ass. You ready? I can't even do that with my voice cracking.
What are you, Michael?
Shit, I don't remember what it was like from, but...
Jeff Foxworthy kind of guy.
Well, Jeff Foxworthy is funny.
He did it again.
Right now, the fuck you keep interrupting me?
We're having a situation where Mr. Brandon Natel keeps cutting off Spalding. So, stop.
Just stop. I'll fucking throw my phone at you. It's got a life-proof case. It ain't gonna hurt nothing but you. Anyways.
As we were. Favorite comedy show. Go.
I would go with I don't remember the name of the special, but it was George Carlin, where he had that like 3-minute long monologue.
What's the name?
He knows, cause he's the one who showed it to me.
Right, I can't remember whatsoever.
It's on Netflix. Just go through them all. It's not like it's gonna fucking matter. But it's stupid. It's just it honestly made me giggle, like a 10-year-old schoolgirl that had her period for the first time. They have their periods at like 10, right?
Oh my god, what is coming out of me? Oh.
Nowadays, yeah.
Well, I mean, they started maturing earlier in age, so it's like,
look, they have their period at 10, they're pregnant by 12, and they're on MTV by 14. Who cares?
Oh yeah, they got a TV show now for that.
Do they really? Because I was just pulling that out of my fucking ass.
Teen Mom, 14, it's close enough.
I can't watch that shit, man. I think.
It's upsetting.
It's very upsetting.
I'm sure they had, you know, people trying to get on the TV show being 14, like, oh no, that's way too young.
You know, I've been meaning to ask you guys, in middle school, did y'all ever, like, have a bird shit on you? That awkward moment when a bird shits on you and your friend's next to you, and you push your friend. You're like, why? Why did that just happen? And you take your aggression out on your friend when he has no control of the seagull taking a shit on you. Seagull just felt like taking a shit at longitude and latitude right there on my head.
Fuck. Well, how do we...
Now you got bird dookie on your head.
And I'm an asshole that's going to the water fountain, waiting in line, everybody's looking back at me. Oh, it's just hair gel. That ain't no fucking hair gel. Shit. Looks like somebody just bukkake'd on my fucking head.
Yeah.
So, we watched this porn fail video the other night. See, they know what I'm talking about.
Talking about the cannon?
I'm talking about the cannon.
Fucking cannon.
What is the cannon? Y'all keep saying the cannon. I had no idea.
Big dick?
Is he the one that showed it to us?
Yeah, he's the one who showed it to us.
The one that exploded?
Yes, that one.
Okay. It sounds like
we nicknamed him the cannon.
Dude, the cannon's... It's legit.
He's got a big dick?
No. Okay,
it's not that.
Y'all...
No, we're about to watch it.
We're going to have a moment of pause here so that he can watch the video for the very first time.
We're about to watch it. just trying to find.
Do we have to turn off the sound effects? Because I mean,
no,
you know, fine. A girl going at it.
Dude, fuck it, no. Dude, some blind guy somewhere's gonna get off of this. That's okay. I was blind. I want to get off.
I mean, she gets into it.
She does go to town. I do know. No, I do exactly know.
Look up the tag explosion. I think that's what it is.
What did they call it?
Explosion.
Why the hell we call it a cannon?
Because it's the fucking cannon. If you go to new though, it's like on the first one or two pages. Or at least it was the other day.
It's not new anymore. It's 2 days old.
Hang on. Let's see if we can find it.
Yes. Four grown men looking at a...
porn fail.
Trying to find the... Let me see what this is. This cannon.
Maybe it's one tip for a big phone. Dick. Learn how I got my dick huge.
Are you into porn fail?
Learn how I got my dick huge.
Agent, go to porn fail.
There it is.
It's going to be... Somebody broke something.
Surprise, Jesus Christ, that guy's dick's as big as a Frito can.
Dude, just watch.
Fuck my life. Of course it's black people.
Of course it's black
people. Look at that, it looks nasty. It's all shiny and shit.
It's because she was going at it.
Oh my god.
Look how red it is.
Look, with her doing that, just makes you go, that's why. That's what happened. I mean, the girl's going to town on me like that, I couldn't hold it in either.
Hair. Oh, man.
Get ready.
That's a weave.
Get ready. Shit came out her nose.
Her eyes. And he's watching eyes. Martin. He's watching Martin. That's horrible. How you watch Martin?
It's a fucking cannon.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways, for those of you all who...
That fucking mouth had some back pressure.
So those of y'all who didn't watch the video, basically, this girl was giving a guy a blowjob. And he came so hard, it came out of her nose and shot her head back.
Yeah, it was great.
It was fantastic.
What's website, in case people want to know?
I don't know if we should do that. We're not getting paid.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if we should do that.
Look, just...
just look up porn fails, and you'll find it.
Look up porn fails, surprise, surprise, and I'm guaranteeing it'll probably be in the top 20.
Now, there's this one I saw the other day on the streets of Newcastle. Rejected McCoitus, all right?
How did he get rejected in the middle?
You gotta see it. You just gotta see it. Oh, they're not gonna let me play it on here. They're not gonna play it. Oh, here we go. Okay, we're good.
It's just gonna, yeah.
Reject it like a boss.
Some people just can't take no for an answer.
Oh, okay. What?
What the fuck is going on?
He is trying to have sex with her in the middle of the street. People walking by.
No, he is having sex with her in the middle of the street.
These two guys are like, yeah, get it. And he's slapping him on the ass, telling him to get it. The girl's trying to stop him.
She's trying too hard.
So technically, it's rape.
She's a big bitch.
She's trying. He still wants to fuck.
She just laid back.
Yeah, she's not trying to stop him that much.
Is your brain on drugs?
Sits down. He's still jerking it. Panties are going back on.
He's taking them off.
And he's trying to take them back on. The last stand. Making out with her.
Trying to stop taking out, dude. He put his lips on hers and fucking tried to take her panties off.
She's jerking them off. So clearly she wants it.
Nah, dude, she's gonna give him a handy, that's all.
She wants to give him a white knuckler and end the night.
She probably wants to rip that shit
off. And now she walks off.
What's he gonna do?
And he's still sitting there.
Jerking it.
Jerking his penis.
Poor guy.
I'm torn between... Now, this...
I don't know. I think it's funny that he's doing it in front of a fire exit.
Dude, look how tight it is. Look how fast his hand's moving.
I don't even see his dick.
Exactly.
He's gonna get brush burns.
And then he left his iPhone.
No, where the fuck is this though? I mean, if we're in New Orleans, man, we had like five cops. If I try to do that to a girl in the streets of New Orleans, I mean,
you wouldn't make it that far.
I wouldn't even get that far with her. Oh, what does it say?
Detected feedback.
Just like Mana's wrong. Yeah. Now I can hear again. I thought my ears popped or something when we were watching that. I was like, fuck.
Is anybody else craving chicken tenders right now, or is that just me?
Nah, man. I'm pretty hungry.
No, but I'm not just hungry. I'm craving, like, good chicken tenders.
Yeah, but we get...
Like, 5 inches long, 2 inches wide, all up in my mouth.
I just want to take my panties off.
Apparently, Brandon has the magic solution here, is just to take his pants off. But I don't believe
panties!
Okay.
Panties, excuse me.
Another, what were we talking about before we veered off the porn films?
Comedy. Stand-up.
Stand-up, yeah.
Yours is Eddie Murphy.
Love Eddie Murphy.
Yours was...
That George Carlin.
George Carlin's... We're going to remember the name. We'll get back to you. And No Cure for Cancer, Dennis Leary.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. That's tough for me to remember mine, because I love George Carlin's. I love Dennis Leary's. I love raw Eddie Murphy.
Why's Eddie Murphy last?
Huh?
Why's Eddie Murphy last?
Because he sits in the back of the bus. All right, I work with a lot of black people. I don't care, because he's black.
Didn't he crash a Ferrari? That's why he's last.
Hey.
That's my
that
book.
Worked for me. God, which one did I laugh the most at? No, Dennis Leary is my favorite one. Because I used to have that thing audio in my car going to school and listening to Going to School.
You know, I remember that.
Dude, I remember the one remember Brandon shit. Actually showed me. I'm pretty sure it was Brandon. It was Ron White. And he was talking about Sears.
Oh, yeah, when he got his tires changed.
His tire fell off. Said he was like, I went to Sears, you know, the trusted automotive, blah, blah, blah. Got my tires rotated, and when he pulled off, a tire actually fell off.
Apparently, the mechanic was sick on lug nut day because he forgot to tighten all the lug nuts. So I take out in a Sears parking lot, and all of a sudden, my tire and my vehicle just start spinning, sending me into a rage of pissed off that I've never been.
It's like turning my car into a tripod.
I look like a fucking asshole in the road with a white van tripod. How do I explain that?
So I'm suing him, and I'm going to change the name to Ron's wife, Big Old Fucking Building.
Big Old Fucking Building.
Obviously, this has not gone too well, as it is still known as Sears.
You just have to get that settled.
Yeah, he's still working on that.
I really hate Jeff Foxworthy, that whole fucking crew.
Here's your sign.
Like, all that shit, man. You know you're a redneck. I mean, it's all played out.
I never enjoyed it.
It was cool for, like, the first time you watch
it,
you're like, hey.
The first time you hear it, it is good.
It's like, you know, that's pretty funny, you know? And then you flip them through channels, and it's the same shit.
Unless you're in, like, Kentucky or something.
Yeah, I mean,
that's normal.
Those people live off of
that. You mean Tennessee?
Yeah, we can go to Tennessee, Mississippi.
But, I mean, you gotta look what's on fucking TV now. What sells? Duck Dynasty? The Moonshiners?
Taking a left turn.
Yeah. I ain't got no teeth like mixed alcohol.
What swamp? What is it now? Swamp people.
It used to be swamp. No. We're in Louisiana. We can't say swamp people.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
We can talk about Cajun justice and Thibodeau. Thibodeau people hate that.
But most people are in Mississippi now. The swamp people moved to Mississippi, didn't they?
No, they're not.
They got a couple people in Mississippi now.
Oh, no, man.
Maybe they have a guy that. No, I think it's a different show. That's like.
Dude, I remember somebody was doing it up in fucking Lafitte. That's 45
like
minutes
Boys.
From where I work.
That's like Gator Boys moved to Mississippi.
Gator Boys. Okay, but they were here.
I got a kid.
No, they're saving Gator. Swamp people is actually killing the fuckers.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Gator
that's
Boys.
Their job. They only do it, what, twice a year? That's the seasons for alligator hunting?
Barely, maybe.
It's cool. I think it's only one time a year. It's like 30 days, that's it.
Yeah.
I think every time that I meet a person from out of town, first thing they think about asking a person that lives in this area of New Orleans or Metairie, Kenner area. So are the swamp people close by?
Jesus.
It makes no sense.
No. I still get the goddamn, how'd you make it through Katrina? Man, that was like, what, how long ago?
It's 2013.
7 years?
8 years? 2013.
We can't when
did move it
happen? 2005?
2005.
2005.
He said 2008.
I said 2008.
So we graduated.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, dude, 8 years.
Yeesh.
That is ridiculous.
Get off this topic.
I got a couple
Get off Cajun. The Cajun tits.
I got some Cajun jokes I've been working on a little bit. I mean, it's kind of a sketch, though. And I could probably do this with Carlos. I'll just tell you what to say real quick.
What? I gotta say something?
Like, yeah, you know, like, it's just like, you know, me and you were at a boudin stand. We're selling boudin, one sausage, and
How many times did you say boudin in this skit?
I'm A-Bear, and you're gonna be Junior. And,
I'm A-Bear,
I'm gonna come up to you, and be like, Junior! I got bad news! You'd be like, what's bad news,
A-Bear? What's bad news, A-Bear?
We found Lindsay. She was in the bayou. But wait, there's good news. And you keep saying, what could possibly be good? When we pulled out of the bayou, they had 12 blue crabs connected to her. So we're going to run her like a crab trap all night.
That's horrible.
It is. I love you, Lindsay.
What's that guy, whose name? Chunum. What's his Chunum? Name? Troy?
That's Troy.
Yeah, Troy? Troy.
Yeah.
Where do they go to school?
They didn't.
Where they tell you.
they don't go to school.
The S is a CH.
Yeah, they don't go to
Chute.
School. Dude.
Chute them. Chute.
You know what's funny? We call
they
the.
They go to that Cajun school. It's homeschooling where they fuck your cousin.
By our streets, we have canals. Over in Thibodeau, they call them bayous. They say that the bayous were naturally made. And I'm over in Thibodeau, I'm like looking at these motherfuckers, and I'm like, where the fuck are we? Like, Terrebonne Parish. I'm like, this is bullshit. There's no fucking way that this bayou just appeared in between two fucking streets. Literally that.
Look at all this concrete that leads down into it.
Now look, I'm going to tell you the truth. Over where I'm from, in Metairie, we made them fucking canals. Like, a canal was a canal. Like,
we
a
made
canal.
Honest Lake.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. At least we're honest about it. Motherfuckers.
They only flood sometimes.
Hey, Bill! Go over there in that bayou and fetch that P-Roll! There ain't no P-Roll, that's a gator! Terrible parents, motherfuckers. My sister's my wife!
Just to throw it out there, we're all real avid gamers. And it's another subject I was just bringing up because it's our thing, it's what we do. We play. We play a lot. We work a lot. We play a lot.
We work a lot.
We play as much as we can. Is there any particular game around this month, I guess you could say, that y'all are looking forward to coming out or one y'all playing currently that y'all highly enjoy?
I'm still on Dead Space right now. I'm on my third playthrough. And
Dead Space 3?
Dead Space 3.
Yeah. No, 1, jackass.
Well, I mean, third playthrough? It just came out, what?
February... Fuck, I can't even
say. Dude, it came out, like, beginning of February.
Okay, maybe so it's been... February 5th? Okay, so...
I was waiting for him to say March, because, you know...
He doesn't know what month it is.
Yeah, March 2012.
See, that's how much he loves Dead Space. He's still stuck on February.
Yeah, I'm stuck in February.
But how is it?
It's fucking incredible, man. I mean, I've been playing... I've been a true fan since Dead Space 1, man. I used to get out of school and play Dead Space all day in my boxers and eat popcorn and I'd jerk off, you know? I mean, fuck, what else is there to do when you're a kid? And I probably played Dead Space 10 times, 10 playthroughs, and when Dead Space 2 came out, I played it at your house, I beat it at your house. I was only once over there and at my house probably 6 times. And now I'm on Dead Space 3 and I'm on my third run through and I love it. It's incredible. I like...
I played it once and I was done. Yeah. I didn't like it.
You gotta play it in your boxers, man. You gotta jerk off after, too.
No. You gotta eat popcorn, apparently.
You gotta
that's what gets that
popcorn.
Butter. You get that oil on it.
You ain't gotta use lube. You just use the butter. Takes care of everything.
What about one of y'all? What do you got?
I'm gonna take a piss, because it doesn't matter. Because the newest game I own was Black Ops 2. Because I work a fucking lot.
Jeez.
Yeah, I work 60 hours a week, but I still got time for Dead Space! Shit.
Honestly, out of mind, there's not really any games. I mean, I looked forward towards a new Alien game, and it was just, supposedly, I never played it, just a huge letdown. Like, I think the highest rate was got a 4 out of 10.
It looked bad.
Yeah, 4 out of 10 on IGN, a 4
I
out
mean,
of 10
if you open my laptop, there's a picture of Aliens.
Yeah.
I'm a big Alien
we've
fan.
We've always, me and you growing up, we've always been a big fan of Predator.
Yeah.
I mean, especially Predator.
That was our thing. And I was like, sweet. This was about a year ago when it was on the paper, like GameStop. And I'm like, yes, they're making another one. Because AVP was kind of alright. It was kind of fun. It had a lot of glitches, but it was alright.
If you were a true fan, you enjoyed it.
Yeah, but I enjoyed it. I mean, it was
just
a little glitchy, but
yeah.
You got to play it all three in one game.
Exactly.
But this one's getting horrible reviews, so I may wait a few months, let it drop down to like $5 and go get it.
I watched the trailer, and right away, I mean, I'm watching on a 1080p high-definition television. The graphics just look terrible. I mean, you can't judge a game off of graphics, but goddamn, we're in 2012.
I mean, look at fucking Minecraft. It's just blocks. Minecraft's but yet, fun. Yeah, sadly, it's kind of addicting what yeah. it is.
I just can't fork over $20.
That's why you got in on the beta.
It's an 8-bit game?
Dude, that's why you got in on the beta, dude. You got a free upgrade.
I didn't know, man.
Actually, I was in on the alpha. I'm not even going to lie.
I'll still spanking it to youjizz.com.
No Pornhub?
While eating popcorn.
No, did you eat popcorn first? You
don't have to buy
just want to switch hit. Huh? Go right hand, left hand, swap.
I'm not drawing my left hand.
So, Spalding, since you wanted to be upset and walk out on us still.
I had to pee, though.
Still going to answer the question. So just walk out and say you had a life. I mean, we all have lives. We understand. We all are busy.
I know, but
we all have that 2 hours a day where we can sit down and play a game.
I know. It's more like 6 hours a day for me. It's just that I don't do it.
Well, resting's good, too.
Did you talk about Forza Motorsport? I know you're a car fanatic.
It's been a little while since I played Forza.
Still, we've all played it. It's been a while since I've
played Forza. I've played StarCraft and get my ass handed to me.
Yeah, we have been playing a lot of StarCraft. Yeah. Getting ready for the expansion.
Me and Carlos.
Oh, dude.
He puts us in a ranked match. I'm like, dude, don't put us in a ranked match. I'm not ready for this. This is how it begins. I get the rush up and going, Lings and Roaches.
Okay. Yeah, standard.
I got this. Yeah, the standard, you know, not too fast of a rush, but got through. We were facing, he was Terran, I was Zerg, of course. And we were facing Protoss and a Zerg. I got my units inside their base before Protoss can actually block the runway. So I'm like, I'm tearing Zerg apart piece by piece. His queen's done. His queen's dead. His defenses are dead. He's on his last resort, sending his drones. All of a sudden, what are those things called? The things that can blink Protoss got? I can't remember the name.
Stalkers.
The Stalkers come out of goddamn nowhere, and my Roaches are everywhere killing all these drones. So I'm just luring them. Uh-huh. I'm kiting them. And I was like, Carlos, I need you. And he's just, bloop, bloop. Goddamn it, Carlos. We lost the game.
Carlos is still making
we
defense.
We lost that game.
Oh, wait. Is this when, like, I said I was getting off? And I was fixing my hair. We were on Skype for like another like 20 minutes.
No, this was today.
No, this
just,
was today.
This just happened yes, like a couple this, hours ago.
Like before I went to work or after?
No, this is after you went to work. Oh. We were at Div's playing because my shitty computer. And I was like, you know, I'm going to a good computer. I'm going to go over there and play, you know, $15 for 3 hours. No, $10 for 3 hours, whatever.
Something like that.
$10 for 3 hours ain't bad. Still
not bad at all.
It's not bad. I mean, you get, yeah, I think, Alienware computers, you know, put highest graphics, fine.
Right. Should hit Divs up to that sponsorship.
Yeah, we lost. Completely.
You can't beat those Koreans.
Dude, don't those even get me started.
That's what he was Koreans. Saying. He was saying, I was like, because we still had to do those five matches before they put you in actual level yeah. or actual yeah. ranking or whatever. And he goes, they're probably people that just changed their name. They were the shit forever. They played in tournaments. And they just yep. changed their name.
Yeah,
just, let's just fuck with the new guys.
They're restarting. They're getting. They had too many losses. Now
Pick
they're good.
Guy.
Yeah, because we were sitting there forever. I'm like, Carlos, chances are we're never going to find two unranked people unless not brand new people. We're not going to find two. Only way we're going to find people is that if they restart it, they're going to restart all their stats and everything.
Yeah, it's not like StarCraft 1 at all. I mean, me and you, we grew up playing StarCraft and Diablo 2. Of course, Diablo 2 is my shit. That was my favorite game.
A lot of people still play Diablo 2 because Diablo 3
Diablo 3 was
them.
A total disappointment. I mean, me and Spalding over here.
Yeah.
We played Diablo 3 for quite a while, man.
Yeah. And to be honest, though, after all the patches go up, I kind of want to go back and play it again just to see if they kind of fixed it. But the last time I played, they nerfed Inferno so hard, it was freaking retarded.
They gave you the option to choose the monster level on Inferno.
I mean, even MP0, which is now normal. Like, I mean, that's if you play, like, vanilla all the way through.
Right.
Like, I literally ran through with an outdated build with crap gear, and I cleared up to Act 3 in less than 2 hours.
Yeah, I can't even install it. Mine's uninstalled on my computer. I'm pretty much done with it, dude. But yeah, StarCraft 1 was fucking awesome. But Blizzard still makes some great games. I mean, I've played a lot of Blizzard games, like The Lost Vikings when I was younger, and Diablo 1. Diablo 1 was the first RPG I ever played on my Remember when Windows, was it 95? Yeah, Windows 95 PC.
Windows 95, Windows
95. Yeah, you had to boot it into MS-DOS. And I had it in MS-DOS, and my mom's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I'm killing Satan. All right, come eat some grits.
I got cereal in a mug for you.
Yeah, she's
a good Christian child right here, yeah, Catholic child.
I'm happy my son's fighting Satan. And then, you know, next thing you know, I fail 8th grade because Diablo 2 comes out and I'm just playing Diablo 2 every fucking day. I got held back. It was so bad, man. I used to, like, you remember the South Park episode when they're playing WoW and Cartman's all fat and shit? Well, just picture me with the long hair and the glasses and just pizza all over the place. Just playing fucking Diablo 2.
I remember those days of you.
See, the thing is, like, you weren't working at that point, so you had to ask your mom to order you pizza or get frozen ones.
Well, I was making money back then. I was selling accounts on eBay. Everybody wanted my deal. I used to run bots and all kinds of bullshit.
Everybody had one of his characters.
Yeah.
Man, StarCraft 1, dude. You could, two people can join a game, you could play two people, and, you know, they could rush, of course, but of course you had time to build a defense. You could make a game last for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, you know. So you could build up an army and just destroy them. Well, the StarCraft 2, it's just, everything's rush. Everything's rush. It's fastest build. That's what it's about.
Yeah, fastest
build. Most people,
they're on a fast build
within, like, let's say, I don't say 10 minutes, and they have only 12 units.
It's like...
And when they have, like, 12 minutes, you know what that's called? That's called cheese. If they run, like, a 6 Zergling rush, and
that's
they do
okay.
Cannon
they,
rushes.
They got people that run drones, too, man. Just fucking,
oh, yeah, like all their drones and, like,
retarded.
Two zealots, or...
Where's the game? You know what I mean? There's no game.
And if there's any people listening to you that are like, oh, no, that's real skill. Yeah, fuck you. Just fuck you.
It's just pretty much like if you find somebody who's
no,
playing...
What's real skill is the guy that stops that from happening and then comes back and whips that ass.
Yeah
I've done that once or twice. My favorite...
We always lose.
I couldn't do that. Just
my favorite build is Protoss. The try to spawn your fastest Colossus. Usually get those Colossus and Immortals up as quick as possible. And you,
I ran Immortal Stalker earlier. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, man. I just like something about the Colossus, man.
Carl's looking at me like, what the fuck did you just build?
You guys make me want to go get my laptop and we can play some StarCraft.
I don't know. We brought that up earlier. You were supposed to bring it the first time. I'm just, you know.
My Mac died.
So
luckily,
how are you going to get your laptop?
I already fixed it.
Should have bought a PC.
Did that new RAM you put in just fucking shit out?
No, it wasn't that, dude. It was, I don't know.
It's a Mac.
Is that you, Jizz?
I jumped. I got some butter on it. No. I think it's a combination. Remember that time you were over and I upgraded? I went from Snow Leopard 10.68 to straight to Mountain Lion 10.8. I mean, that was just such a huge jump. But, you know, I think all the kernels and extensions just stacked on all the permissions was just too much.
It actually upset that one.
Exactly.
And when I looked into doing this class that I'm doing, they were like,
no.
Your computer's too old to run that program.
Right.
And then run this program.
Yeah. Because so. Mountain Lion is a beast, man. And it's the features that make it the hog. That's why it hogs so much RAM and so much system memory and everything. But, I don't know, man. I went to go get on and get on UJIS. And, I mean, I had everything ready. I had my butter. I had the popcorn. My trousers were down.
Powder?
I was just ready to spank my happy ass away.
Why butter?
The popcorn.
Why would you have separate butter?
Have you went to Walmart and seen the price of KY jelly?
KY jelly.
Fucking look.
On top of that, you got extra butter for your popcorn.
Yeah.
That always makes it better.
You stick your hand in the popcorn, eat a little bit of popcorn, and after about 3 handfuls, man, you got a good sweat going on. It's a combination of sweat and butter. And you just grab your snake and you shake it.
It's your natural salt, man.
And once you get on there...
Oh, God.
Once you get on there, I mean, sometimes it's kind of weird because I get an occasional pimple on my dick. I think it's something to do with the butter oil. I don't know, but I should probably get that checked out. Yeah, I went to go spank it, and I turned my Mac on, and to my letdown, the Mac didn't start up. I'm waiting 2 minutes watching that motherfucker load.
Was it the hard drive that failed or the video card? Because that's what happened. Get that one fixed.
I have no idea.
Video graphics card failed and the hard drive failed and some other. Card failed.
I have no idea what failed it. I couldn't even get to that point in the BIOS. I guess you call it BIOS for Mac, is maybe different from Windows. But when I actually went on there and I tried to find the error code, it kept saying nothing's wrong. However, you press the power button, I literally left it on for 10 minutes, it wouldn't boot up. Luckily, I had my passport with everything backed up, so I went to go load that. Still no go. So I did a complete fresh install on Mountain Lion. And I'm back up and running, but it, you know, there's something I learned when you you gotta clear all the what is it?
Cookies?
No, it's something with the kernels.
All that spyware.
They got that thing called Onyx. You guys are familiar with Onyx? You run Mac?
No.
I know she's a suicide.
I know girl. Hook on.
That's the Pokemon too. Really? Onyx.
I do know.
Yeah,
dude, that was Brock's, right?
Huh?
Brock's.
No, you can catch him in the wild.
No, dude, that was fucking giant.
I caught him one the other night. I got an emulator on my Mac. I've been playing Pokemon Leaf Green.
See, that's probably what it is, though. You put that emulator on there, you caught the Onyx, and I was just like, fuck this shit, boom!
Broke my shit. I'm sitting there trying to jack off. I'm like, why, Onyx, why? But, I don't know, the Onyx, the program
like a,
Onyx.
He looks like a big anal tool.
Like I said, big,
have you seen Steelix?
Who?
Steelix, the evolved form of him.
Well, no, he's the metal version of Onyx. That's
yeah, it's like you trade him with a steel coat. Like,
so, like, if you keep him in a freezer, you take him out and do anal work with it?
Whoa, no. He's too jacked.
No, that would be Shittix, not
Look, if you use you know, the metal one, you might cut your butthole a little bit. If you're into that kind of thing, that's okay.
I want to show you guys a picture.
But they can't see a picture.
Well, I'll explain it to them shortly after.
Just Google
hey,
it.
Hey, this may be another way to do the podcast, just to throw it out there. It's three balls.
Am I right?
It was.
One smaller ball. What this picture is, it's a screenshot of, you know, when you're you start Pokemon Yellow, Blue, and you walk up to the table with the three balls Pokemon.
Red.
Charmander, you got Squirtle, and Bulbasaur, and you're trying to decide which one to pick, and basically the caption just says, "The hardest decision of my childhood."
Dude, if you were smart, it was always Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur is the easiest, but yet, I'd rather train hard and get a Charizard at the end of the day.
No lie, I would too, but I was all about whipping that ass in the first two gyms.
Yeah, well, you know, you could always just go
I think the only reason why I chose Charizard because he ended up being able to fly.
Well, he couldn't fly in the first one.
Actually, no, he's right. He couldn't fly.
He could not fly.
My favorite.
We'll go around.
Go back to somebody else. Give me some time to think about it.
Come on, you son of a bitch. I know you got it in you.
Hang on. Scyther.
Scyther?
Scyther, yeah.
Cool.
That's the big freaking...
That's the Praying Mantis Ninja.
Praying Mantis thing.
Cool as shit. You know, I remember I got that Pokemon card. I was like, fucking right!
He's got blades and hands.
This is another thing that bothered me. So when you get captured by a Pokeball, okay? Captured by a Pokeball, you're owned by whoever threw the ball, right?
Yeah, what the fuck are you saying in the concept of being a Pokemon? We the ones doing the catching.
Well, listen. That's what I'm saying. Like... Why wouldn't the Pokemon just kill him? I mean, they got freaking Scyther's big ass freaking blades.
You see,
just
okay.
Back off. I'm going back in the wild. Ching, ching, ching.
Do you see how many times Pikachu tried to kill Ash? It doesn't work.
Mm-mm. Dude, he shocked him with a Thunderbolt that fucking literally annihilated something. Destroyed the whole bike. Turned into a.
That was the first couple episodes.
That was the first episode.
Oh.
You guys heard about that fucking episode of Latent Surge in China? It was giving a lot of people epilepsy. That shit was funny, dude.
The what?
The Lieutenant Surge episode.
Like, you know, the animated
Amazing,
show?
Vermilion Gym?
Yeah, the Vermilion Gym. Lieutenant Surge uses Raichu. And it's basically this last thing where Pikachu summons up enough energy to just do this huge thunderbolt or thunder, whatever you want to call it. And the flashing of the thunderbolt, well, they had to restructure it for here in USA because in China, every kid was just fucking foaming from the mouth. It was like they were dying of like epileptic seizures and shit.
That was why they came up with the move Thunder for the Game Boy game.
Yeah, that was cool, man. Thunder's always been
a So, epic. Back to that first question.
Oh, you ready?
No, not. But I was going to bring it back to Thomas now.
Oh.
Yeah, Thomas is going
to throw the ball at his court because I suck at basketball.
I mean, Charizard was always one of the favorites, but I think the favorite was probably for me was Gyarados.
I knew he was going to say that. I was literally saying it in my head.
Remind me who Gyarados was.
Magikarp.
He goes to Magikarp?
Magikarp Gyarados. He was the water dragon. The big
fucking water dragon.
Oh,
it looks like
okay.
Onyx, but he's a fish.
Doesn't he come from...
Magikarp. The little fish that can just splash.
Right, the one that just
actually,
has a little...
Excuse me,
little
when he gets up to like level 55,
Asian...
apparently he can tackle.
Oh, okay, so like the Asian catfish thing?
Yeah, that's it.
Came on the side?
No wonder why Carl... Fuck me, I should have had so much beer. No wonder why Thomas likes him.
Okay, hold on. Go.
Okay, so look, I've really been playing Pokemon. Like literally today, I've been playing.
I swear to God, if you don't name the first 150, you'll be like this guy. I'm like,
I could probably do the rap, but I'm not going to. But my friend Josh is on the rigs, and he has an emulator on his phone. He plays it as well, and we kind of went through this spurt of doing Pokemon jokes back and forth. And yeah, most of them shitty, but I came up with one that was pretty clever. It's like, your mom is so fat when she gets in the pool, her splash attack does damage. You guys remember Magikarp splash didn't do any damage. It's like, nothing happened. <Ah-ha>,
but yeah. We'll just add that audio a bit later.
And that whole audio.
But what was yours?
Dragonite.
Why?
He's a fucking monster. Even right now, I got a level 65 Dragonite. Could literally probably just wipe out the whole Pokemon League. You know, Blizzard, Thunder, Dragon Claw, and Hyper Beam. I mean, just, what are you going to do?
Big-ass dragon, small-ass wings. How does he fly?
He doesn't.
Physics is not working for him.
No, but he's smart. He's cool. I don't know. He's always been my favorite, man. Every
he can fly, but Charizard with normal fucking wings cannot fly.
Charizard just looks retarded. His neck's always bent and shit.
Dude, the card where he like
better than a little horn on his head. What the hell is that gonna do?
Ain't horns, fools, little tiny little things, man, little dreadlocks. Jesus.
Because Pokemon are dragons.
I'll tell you, man.
Now, okay, hold on. Let me restructure so I can answer the question.
Oh shit.
Now, is it your favorite one to use in the game or just overall? Just wondering, is that your favorite one in the game or just overall?
Both.
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 Personally. I never used Scyther in the game at fucking all. I thought he was just really cool looking. But
I think
if
you never catch
useless.
Him.
You gotta go to the...
Safari.
Yeah, the
Fusion
Zone.
City, they got a Safari Zone.
Yeah, the Safari
550
Zone.
Look, I've always... I never...
Hey, man, you gotta work for a Gyarados.
Yeah, dude. Well, what's cool about the emulators...
You have to swap Magikarp in for one turn and then swap him out?
Yeah,
that's really a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
It's
like three buttons.
If you get an XP share, you just get him to hold it. You know, he levels up. But
yeah,
the cool thing...
like old school Red Blue.
The XP share levels everybody up. It's kind of defines the experience.
Yeah, you take two. Yeah,
that wasn't smart enough back then. First, I always did a splash first, then took him out. He never got past. Splash,
nothing
did nothing.
Happened.
Tackle, he's dead. God
no
damn it.
Dude, I just did the Red Candy glitch. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah, probably my favorite Pokemon of all. Like, in the game, I use Dragonite because he's just beast mode, but not every Pokemon game you can do the Mew glitch. I was never a Game Shark kid, so I never used Game Sharks, but I was familiar with the Mew glitch that you
always
do.
Wanted to. I
in Cerulean City, you know, you talk to the guy, you teleport with an Abra. You can get him real early in Cerulean City, you can get Mew at level 7, and he's just retarded good. For one, he levels up quick. Two, he learns every move. Three, he's fucking cute.
I've never heard of this.
Now, just to let this out for all our listeners, if we have listeners at this point.
I'm subscribing.
This is 2013, and we're talking about a game that was in our middle school years.
That's
like elementary.
Elementary, the end of elementary school.
Because
it wasn't the beginning. It was like third grade, fourth grade,
fifth
grade. Yeah,
because I remember bringing my Pokemon cards
primary
to school,
school
to elementary.
Dude, it was definitely elementary school. I remember getting asking questions about what I got for Christmas in my...
Wait, you said it was elementary?
Yeah.
It's definitely elementary, because I remember going to school. I mean, I got... My family never bought me, you know, we didn't have money back then. So when I first got my Pokemon deck, I brought it to school. The teacher actually took the bitch away. Talking about breaking a kid's heart. I cried that day. First day I got a bring it to school. Yeah, look what I got. Give me those. Man, come on.
I got beat up over a Charizard.
I didn't do it, I swear. I've never had a
Remember when you always look for those holographics?
Yeah, the holographic first editions.
Yeah, you're like, oh, get a holographic, man? Even though it's a piece of shit, like, fucking, who was it?
Goddamn Pikachu.
No, no, not Pikachu. It was, like, one of those ones that no one cared, like, Gollum. It was, like, a holographic Gollum. I'm like, I don't want that.
I don't want this shit. Give me something good.
You got something better? Look, I trade you these five. These five Pikachu and some elements to go to the cards.
How about those holographic trainer cards?
Oh, yeah.
What am I going to do with that?
I totally got from a vending machine one time. One of those quarter ones where you push it in and pull it out and you get a card or whatever. I totally got a Team Rocket holographic first edition.
Now where
wow.
Where is that?
It was at the bowling alley on Williams.
Forever
and a half ago.
Not to interrupt anything, but I actually recently, I don't know why I clicked on it, but it was like, what are Pokemon cards worth these days? And, you know, if you're not first edition, not, you know, a special way, whatever, the first edition's actually worth some money.
It's got to be mint.
It's like $6.
It's got to be like mint condition and first edition. And
first edition Charizard holographics go for like $30. I mean, even back then there was selling for $20, so it's a $10 increase in profit.
According to the dude I was looking at, they were like hundreds for these first edition Charizards.
I mean, elementary school to now,
give it another 20 years. I would have
ate that thing on like a $4 bet.
Look, how many people knew how to actually play the fucking card game though?
I mean, now being Robert was my neighbor, he actually played competitions. Pokemon.
I didn't know that.
Ask him. He'll tell you. Because I would always go over there. I want to learn how to play, and he would destroy me. See, because he'd go, here's
this
deck.
That's not teaching me. That's practicing.
He would, exactly. He would give me this deck, and like, it's the best. Don't worry, it's the best. And I wouldn't know. I had like, I had like, friggin', what is his name? Acrobat? I don't remember his name.
Acrobat?
What's his name? The guy with the... Abra people, and you couldn't use them unless you had like a certain amount of cards of the, oh, yeah. And he wouldn't give
you
me
need
any cards.
Psychic energy to
He wouldn't give me any. He wouldn't give me any psychic energy to use for it, so I couldn't do any attacks.
He's like, sitting there with a bunch of psychic Pokemon, looking at thunder. Like, what am I gonna do?
Exactly. Like I can't. He's like, just do this. Yeah, whatever. And he would destroy me. You can ask him about it. He used to be an avid Pokemon champion. He has trophies.
I thought he was my best friend before. He's going up like 6 points in my book.
Really?
I'm sorry. He just knocked somebody down. I think I'm going to take Alex down a peg.
He has trophies. It's unbelievable that he has trophies.
And look at him now.
He probably doesn't have any more. Now he's a baseball coach at East Jefferson High School.
Dude, I'm hoping he still has them in storage because I will take them and put them up.
I don't think he does. I don't think so. I don't know.
Me and Thomas have magic cards.
Yeah. Got a few decks.
I was going to start at everything.
There was, talking about card games, I remember elementary school, the fifth grade year, the last and final year of elementary school, there was the kids, it had to be fourth grade, the kids that were in fifth grade that were going to be leaving soon to go to middle school, they would be playing a game that involved the Marvel superheroes. The whole Marvel universe that was kind of like Pokemon and all that had the elements you had to have for each character to shoot or whatever. And I would always ask, I want to learn how to play. No, you're too young, kid. You're only one grade above me. We're the same age. Okay, I know it wasn't funny, but I liked it.
The funny thing is that Carlos was their same age.
Yes,
I was. He might have started school a bit late.
I started school late because my birthday is in November. So, everyone that had a birthday before that got to go to school before me. So, and then going to sixth grade didn't help that I repeated sixth grade. So,
that explains so
Diablo 2? Did it to you too, huh?
Well, yeah, it burned my house down. That's, yeah.
I really forgot about that.
Yeah.
One got to him.
Right.
And Garl spawned out of his computer and the whole house went boom!
Yeah, that's why I repeated sixth grade. Because I didn't have a house to play Diablo no more.
Diablo was keeping him sane. They kept him out of the theater, drama and theater classes, and just look at him now. We're doing a podcast.
Dun, 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 dun.
We're a pretty wild cast of people, I do might add.
Yeah, we probably would have done it anyway, but... We never really got down to like describing who we actually were. They know my name, Brandon's name, and they know our names.
Well, I mean, if we really honestly, we can go into it now. I don't care how late it is.
We're talking about like I'm 10 feet tall.
We're only 50 minutes in, so let's go ahead and talk about ourselves.
Man, I've listened to podcasts. I've gone 4 hours, So honestly, I don't care how long it goes. We can fix it later.
We'll put it on pause, go get chicken fingers and eat on mic.
Say it again, but whisper it to me.
Well, let's go ahead and take a commercial break.
And we'll come back with introductions.
And we'll come back with our introductions after the first part of our In the Met podcast. And
which you agreed on knowing
about. Riverboat Gamblers. No.
What? One-eighth of a large fry.
It's like super size.
Well, I kept eating it, and I was like, I'm going to split it. So I take half of whatever I got down to. Like, when I got down to half, I went to a fourth, and I was like, look. Next thing you know, what I did.
I'm not buying y'all McDonald's anymore. Fuck y'all.
Still split?
No. I gave that to you.
Besides the point. The concept of me eating all the fries has him pissed off.
No, it's not a concept. It is a reality.
In theory.
Oh,
yeah, you should have gone with the French fries. How about you drink some water?
I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
I wanted to ask y'all what y'all think about that new movie, Jack and the Giant Slayer. How you say it?
Slayer.
Jack and the Giant Slayer?
Yeah,
what Jack and the Beanstalk.
I mean, it's coming out. It came out today, or yesterday.
Well, you asked me what I think about it. I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't even seen a trailer.
Wouldn't this
for
be
it?
An appropriate question after we see the movie?
Anticipating the answer of being it was a horrible movie, I want to know, just out of the trailers that you've probably seen, because they go all over the place, what do you thought about it?
I mean, it has some cool CGI. It looks like they had a pretty decent plot at times, but then, you know, trailers are trailers, dog. You know, hey, I've seen some trailers and I'm like, wow, I can't wait to go see that movie, and I get there and I'm fucking puking my guts off because
you mean like Battleship?
Sucks.
Battleship was
I wanted to go see Rihanna's titty thinking it was a Janet Jackson moment. Well, I was wrong. I didn't see no Rihanna titty.
In Battleship?
Yeah. You know, in the part they go to salute? I thought she was going to have a wardrobe malfunction. Excuse me, ma'am. Your teeth's hanging out.
What about 21 and Over?
21 and Over? Explain what 21 and Over is.
It said that. It's like
Project Eck fuck up.
It's that kid that...
Asian kid.
Asian kid who's like going to Harvard and needs to take a big test or whatever.
First off, the only kind of movies that have positive Asian actors, like fighting movies like with Jet Li and shit. You can't take an Asian actor and put him in a regular movie because they can't act.
What, Henry Chow?
Huh?
You don't know who Henry Chow is.
Who's
Hangover? The Chinese guy.
Dude, he's got a tiny penis. He has.
He's not a main role. He gets locked in a fucking ice bin.
He really doesn't act that much.
Twice, exactly.
And he's going to be at number 3.
I think they should stop rolling their head.
Yeah, number 2.
Everyone's anticipating the first one, so the second one didn't meet up to standards. However, if we didn't watch the first one, we watched only the second one. Like, that's a funny fucking movie. But yeah. you just anticipate it. That's why they say nothing's better than the
first. I think my favorite part of that movie was Zach Galifianakis. He was going... Is this a magic trick? All the women walking around with penises?
I like when he goes to drink the champagne at the little reception. Puts the whole champagne bottle in his mouth. Like the glass, the whole champagne glass. What are they called? Flukes?
Flute.
Yeah, flute. He puts the whole flute in his mouth and kicks it back.
I thought it was hilarious when, after they couldn't find the kid, they decided that they were going to definitely check the roof. And I laughed. I laughed and
yeah, that was good.
It was great.
Now, the speculation on this new movie, The Last Exorcism already came out, right?
Yeah.
So a number 2
part coming out.
Part 2. The last one already.
It say part 2.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. It does say part 2.
But what? It doesn't have any of the regular actors from the first one. So how is it a part 2?
Because they knew how much the first one sucks. They decided not to sign on for the second one.
I think somebody fucked up. They couldn't put a Last Exorcism.
They just put a PT.
That'd be fucking redundant.
I'm pretty sure it's part 2.
Yeah, it does say at the bottom, very small part 2.
Really?
It only shows up at the very last second.
That shit looks scary, man. I don't like possession movies.
I've never seen any of the Exorcism.
You seen
movies.
Insidious? That's a scary movie, man.
Insidious is where the kid gets possessed.
Yeah, man. And the dad
like sees everything.
Isn't he supposed to be just the Antichrist, not just possessed, but like the Antichrist?
I'm gonna look up a song and play it so the podcast people can hear it. This song is creepy, especially when you put a demon shark and his fucking nails on there.
It's a great song.
With a bunch of puppets. I mean, this is crazy.
Oh wait. Well.
You know what I'm talking about.
While you look for that.
Yeah. Y'all go ahead.
While you look for that, I wanted to bring up. Brandon just got a new 2013 Ford Mustang, and he named it. He wanted to name it Eleanor.
I like Gone in 60 Seconds.
So he wanted to name it Eleanor, but there's
a catch.
Something wrong with it? Y'all are the one arguing about
it.
I'm right.
You don't go to a grocery store.
Fault is actually 100% right.
You don't fucking go to a grocery store and buy a loaf of generic bread and call it bunny bread. Alright? You just don't do that. So I can't buy a V6 Mustang called Eleanor.
And for all the people at home, if you're not from Louisiana and you don't know what bunny bread is, it's our best bread we have in our state. It's not nation, that is local.
Bunny bread plantation.
That is a local thing, but it's really good. Softest bread you got in your store. Consider that your bunny bread is a rock.
Your bread is a rock. Compared to this.
What is it, guys?
Oh wait, here's a song. Here's a song.
Yeah, that's some scary shit.
Everywhere.
I'm getting the shivers.
That's what you have playing in the
when you're shopping in this fucking car.
Oh, dude, that is creepy. That's a creepy ass fucking song.
Very creepy. And he's got all the man. What they call it? Puppets or man? I guess you call it a puppet, right?
Marionette.
A marionette. Yeah. Yeah. All the marionettes dancing to this while he's sharpening his claws.
Yeah, and that's when the protagonist was coming in, and looks up, and trying to get the kid out.
Yeah,
right?
And you just see
he's looking up in that big room.
He's just looking at the glass, just. Already there.
Now like, playing my music.
And that CGI when he's walking on the wall. On that, that's sick, man.
That is a creepy move. Thanks for reminding me that. I'm not gonna sleep right.
I have no idea what's going on.
Good.
Well, somebody, give it a chance. It's on Netflix. Watch Insidious.
Of course, it's on. Oh, Insidious. Okay.
Yeah, Insidious. You've seen it?
No, I haven't.
No. You need to watch it. It is.
You watched Insidious.
How about that
on
stupid ending though?
The ending was retarded.
He's on your account.
No. You watched Insidious on my account. Pretty story, isn't it?
Yeah. I got my own. Yeah. Kind of sucks because my dad watches a bunch of shitty stuff. So it's always like, since you watched Breaking Out 2. I didn't fucking watch Breaking Out 2. I don't watch this.
This is the scene we're talking about.
Oh, man. Why you gotta put it on, dude? Such a great idea, though. No one's ever portrayed a demon like this. This is awesome, dude. That's some scary shit. I mean, no, that room's got everything I don't like.
Okay.
It's got clowns, it's got claws, it's got Darth Maul looking motherfucker. No, this is real.
We're gonna go home, okay? Here it comes, here it comes. Right here. That's it.
Yeah, you see, that didn't bother me. At all.
It's creepy.
I expected more. Really, see, I really did.
You guys want something that creeps you out. You watch the Japanese horror films.
Like the Ringu?
Like the original Ringu. Dude. There was one with the nurse. I fucking can't remember the name of it.
Look up the Ringu.
It was so fucking ridiculous.
R-I-N-G-U.
It's basically what they based the Ring
off of. The Ring off of. It's the original Japanese. The girl's pretty...
You would watch it in standard definition. But the phone didn't ring.
Konnichiwa!
The phones don't ring in China. They just know when it goes off. I want to see what the chick looks like. You know, come to think about it, this ain't really that creepy.
Come to think of it, this is a bad example.
Yeah. Top scariest movies of all time.
Okay.
Let's see if we agree.
Thank you guys for watching my video.
Stop watching it right now.
It?
It's?
It's a clown, right?
Yeah, Pennywise. The most first part is it. I've never actually seen that movie all the way through.
I don't know. I'm not... Clowns? Clowns are kind of creepy.
I can do
clowns.
Clowns
are kind of creepy.
You guys ever watched Begotten?
That movie's awesome. The Shining is freaking awesome.
I don't
awesome.
Even remember it.
I've never seen The Shining.
We're going to have to get together.
Here's Johnny.
I do know of all the important parts like that, but I've never actually seen the whole thing.
Red Room. Was just about a psycho, right?
He goes insane there.
I'm sorry, I don't see that set. I was not scared, it's funny to me.
That is pretty funny, actually. Why didn't you, like... dude, like, why did she, like, stab him in the eye? Tale of two sisters.
We talking twins?
Speaking a different language.
How's their bust?
Well, there's an American version. Oh, wait, this is... There was trailers for this, like, a year or two ago.
Yeah, you guys want to keep watching these videos? You want to finish up the podcast?
Oh, we can get rid of that. We can go back to our people.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Distraction.
We'll make that another commercial thing.
Maybe. My water cup is
empty. So I got a Mustang.
So yeah, back to the Mustang. Why is it not named Eleanor?
Because it's not a Shelby GT500.
Exactly.
Explain.
Eleanor, a.k.a. Shelby GT, back in the 1967s, the Shelby GT500 was nicknamed Eleanor because it was American. It was the American car to have. That's what everybody wanted to own and drive. I mean, it was an incredible car. And they definitely put a spotlight on it and gone in 60 seconds of being the last 50 car for him to boost and steal. You get that cool chase scene, but, I mean, Nicolas Cage can't act worth a shit. No, I doubt he can drive.
Tangent. Go.
Nicolas Cage, he apparently showed up to a movie shoot one day. I can't remember exactly where. I read about this in a very reputable source. I'm assuming he got dropped off, whether it be by limo or
helicopter.
Concierge. Fucking jet ski for all I know. But anyways, he's on set and they're finished shooting for the day. He has three different things pull up. He has a Bugatti with a driver, a limo, and he has somebody drive up his sport bike. I forget exactly what it was off the top of my head. But apparently he's actually, he rides frequently. They said that whoever... Oh, fuck. I wish I remembered more of this stupid article. But he actually, like, jumped on his bike, and whoever was writing this article was behind him, and, like, they watched him jet off through traffic at, like, 130, weaving in and out of traffic, just, like, being a boss.
You guys remember that joke about Cat Williams and his motorcycle?
Yeah.
What is it?
So, alright, the whole thing is with it. I love this joke for some reason. I pretty much know it. He said when he was younger, he always wanted a motorbike. But when you got kids, you can't really have kids and a bike. You can't go, well, I don't got no room. You can't come with daddy. So he finally got a motorbike. He said, he's like, it's just like me. Small, black, and fast. Just like me. So, he just got finished doing a show, and his crew, he has his, like, security guards and all that riding bikes with him, and he got his crew, the rest of the crew, on the bus. So, he's middle, it just got finished raining a few, like, I don't know, I guess a day or two ago. The road's a little slippery. So, he said, as the bus went right next to him,
now, first off, the security guard's like, nigga, if you ride, nigga, you gonna fall.
Oh, yeah, the security guard, the joke, he was like, I bought the bike, and the first person I thought was gonna back me up is like, if you ride, you gonna fall.
Nigga, if you
what
ride,
do you mean,
you
if I'm gonna ride, you gonna fall? You acting like that's, like, written. Like, it's odd. Well, anyway, back with the thing. He hits it one time, just a throttle, one time. Whang! He's like, I don't remember the second after that, but the second after that, I was on the ground with the bike on top of me as the bus draws by. Not only is that the worst part, my arm is stuck on throttle, and I am slowly spinning in a motherfucking circle. Rotisserie style.
Rotisserie style. Thomas, did you put more lights in while we were gone?
No, I just turned on more lights.
Oh, okay. You have the ability to do that?
No, that's more about the Illinois. It says why no one needs 600 horses, and I put why everyone needs 600 horses.
Man, let's talk about 600 horses for a second. I'm getting this Mustang to drive back and forth to work and, you know, bullshit off. Yeah, I got it because I got a small dick. But,
Look, I can't say anything. I had a BMW Z3. That's like ultimate small date car.
I didn't get gifted with a baseball bat, but
What'd you got gifted with then?
That's it. Podcast. Come on. Nobody's gonna see you in real life.
Give it an animal. Hmm? Give it an animal. Yeah, call it an animal.
A dick?
Yeah.
Chia pet? A chia pet. I can't see it if I don't shave. I'll be digging for a week. I gotta drip the butt all over the place to get in there.
That's
it's
horrible.
Like digging a fucking rose bush and come out with my hands all pricked up and shit. Well, enough about me. Let's talk about the car.
there was a subject that Mr. Brandon here brought up earlier, and Spalding too, that we didn't really introduce ourselves to start this whole thing off. So let's actually really start the show with, I guess we'll say,
Age, sex, location.
Starcraft 1. Starcraft 1.
What is the chat roulette, man? Every time you chat, dude, somebody wanking it, dude.
let's say who, you know, we know our names. We basically already gave it to y'all. Let's say your favorite food.
Shit.
Favorite hobby.
Hobby. Shit.
Favorite hobby to do.
Beat my dick. Damn
it, I was gonna say that. Okay, other than beating the dick, change the subject on that one. And occupation.
That's easy enough.
You wanna start with?
I'm looking at Brandon.
I'm 15. I'm a female. Go to Catholic school. And, 22. I'll be 23 in a month from today. I drive a Mustang.
You sure? You still not stuck in February?
2011?
Nah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be 23 in a month. And, I think I'm hitting that point where I'm like, damn, I'm still living with my parents. Fucking sucks, dude. Nah, it's cool, man. I'm currently saving for a house. I got a really good job. I work under the airport. I'm actually Brandon Atel LLC. I have my own company, and I calibrate and I test, and I inspect the taxi cab security systems, and I get paid a pretty damn good penny. I mean, it's kind of why I have a Mustang. My hobbies, I love music. I'm really talented with music, guitar, drums, bass, piano. I play a lot of stuff. I enjoy writing music on my free time, and also enjoy playing video games and masturbating to ujizz.com. I hope this blows up so ujizz.com sends me a bunch of free shirts.
That's horrible.
They won't send you a stick of butter.
Send me a fucking bucket of butter and make me a premium member for free.
Free HD.
We can call it a date.
All right, then let's jump down the join a circle here. Let's go to Spalding.
Okay, well, Spalding, that's my last name. That's what you're getting. Be happy with it. I'm 22. I've known Brandon since I was in pre-K and diapers.
We were in the Mickey Mouse Club.
We were in the Mickey Mouse Club together.
Jesus. Really?
Yeah, really.
We've known each other for a long time.
That was
time.
Real?
That's real.
Britney Spears is part of that club.
Well, Britney Spears can suck a dick. She knows she's
those. We like the two that didn't get famous.
Anyways, well, hell. I forgot what the hell I was supposed to talk about.
Hobbies.
Oh, hobbies. I like to party.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-game before pre-game.
I pre-game before I pre-game naked. But, no, really, I really don't do too much. I watch a lot of movies, Netflix. I'll watch the occasional anime porn. Laugh that shit off at the tentacles.
Shit is funny.
Fucking tentacles.
Octopussy.
I probably have the one of the lamest jobs here. I wait tables and bartend and party.
Do you want to drop a name for the fans?
No.
Okay, all right, never mind.
I do not want to drop a name for any of the fans.
At least I'm going to get a free shirt from you, Jizz. What are
you doing? This shirt was free. I work at the... They take me to Disney World.
I'll be a premium member.
With a stick of butter.
I drink for free every night.
So quiet, like...
All right, so... Fuck. Yeah, anyways, I wait tables and bartend. I'm not really humongous on this whole acting and talking in front of a microphone thing, but it's fun-ish. Maybe a little bit.
Oh, no, it's gonna be fun.
I feel like there's something else I'm supposed to say, but...
Just pass it off to Thomas now.
I'm passing it off to Thomas.
Hey, what's up? I'm Thomas,
Iceman,
that's old.
TJ Kane. Skull.
Skull.
Catfish.
What time was that EJ was ninth grade year and you and Travis was in the lunchroom and he was sleeping. You're like, Thomas, wake up. I'm like, my name's Iceman. I'm about to chill.
What?
you put your head down, and I just remember it just kind of made me laugh and think of Arnold Schwarzenegger, all those cheesy lines he had in Batman and Robin. It's time to chill.
Probably one of the worst Batman movies of all time.
Hey, Arnold made it weird.
Anyway, hobbies. I'm a pretty big gamer. Occupation. Not naming my company's name. I work at an auto parts store. That
never
I really,
know how.
Really
never
do
never
not
know
like
how.
That.
That's not us.
Nope. That is not that. But I do not drive a Mustang.
Yeah. By the way, I don't drive at all for some stupid reason. I might have flipped a car
while being drunk.
Hey, that's yet to be determined.
Party.
I'm still in suspect. I think I passed.
No one knows. No one knows the truth.
Yeah, I got screwed over on my court date, so I'm still waiting.
Yeah, he showed up and they told him to go home.
Yeah.
It's better than getting fucked, right?
I would rather have known. Like, no lie, dude.
Giving
like,
fuck or giving fuck?
Either.
Alright, I'm gonna hand it off to Carlos and we're gonna have to get the list down because his occupation, I mean his hobbies, we don't need a lot of handfuls.
Yeah,
this
we
one.
Dated that me and Michael Spalding, me and Spalding.
First name, damn it.
Pre-K together, me and Thomas, we were in the crib together. Some crazy shit, but his mom and my mom were eight days apart? Yeah, we're 8 days apart and they were pregnant together in the hospital and became good friends, and then we were together and we used to play Twisted Metal all the time. We were young
Twisted
and WCW
Metal.
Nitro. And he always asked me to teach him how to do the power bomb, but I never would.
It was Kevin Nash.
Oh, I'm proud of you. You said Kevin Nash.
I don't mind a little bit of wrestling.
He's over there. He's standing right there.
I see
there.
Him.
Yeah, sure.
He got some big biceps.
And I also see Rey Mysterio giving it to John Cena. Yeah,
that's screwed up.
Actually, it looks like John Cena is getting
John Cena
Rey
got
Mysterio.
Some big old forearms, huh? That's some big old forearms. That man's got to get like a 5X sweatband for his arms.
I got to keep my comments away from those guys. That's a future. That's a future that I can't
have. I'm sorry. That looks like blah, 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 giving it to blah, blah, blah.
No, y'all can say all you want. I'm just not going to say anything with it.
He's not going to agree nor disagree.
I can write it down. Y'all can say it. I will never get in trouble because I didn't say it.
Well, unless you just said you were going to write it down.
You're supposed to be introducing yourself.
Let's put the spotlight on top of
Carlos. Right. Hi, Carlos. I'm an alcoholic.
Got to put some things
No.
What step are you on?
3.
Oh.
It's not denied.
I haven't made it to 2 yet.
we count down? No, it's counting up. 12 steps
every
up.
Every time I try to go past 1, I just keep drinking. I think it's the stress of getting past 1.
Every time
1.
I go to the AA meeting, I have a shot beforehand. I gotta say, well, fuck.
They keep kicking me out.
like Thomas said, I kind of do have a long list of things. I'm just gonna keep it at 1. I just like to be with my friends. It's my hobby.
He likes the turtles.
I like to be surrounded by my friends. I do play a lot of video games.
We're all teary.
I do mess with a lot of
film. Shit.
It could go on and on. What was the other thing we're supposed to do? I don't even remember.
Occupation.
Oh, I do the same thing Thomas does. The exact same thing.
Never know
bullshit.
How.
The entire day deal with ignorant African American folks that are not educated.
Oh, you said the word already once.
I know, but now I'm using it in a different tense. And I don't want to use it that way.
Do not get me started on ignorant nigga folk. They are ridiculous. I will wait on black people and love them all day. But when it comes to the nigga folk, keep them away because I want to throw their hot plates of shrimp pasta all down their shirt and asshole.
Shrimp pasta?
Yes.
You know, I got something to say. I've been sitting here in this room for a good hour now, and nobody's asked me my fucking opinion.
What's your opinion?
Joe Pesci would like to say a couple words.
No. You're not part of this, Joe. You're not.
Well, who the fuck are you? Fuck off.
Get back in the corner.
Go sit down.
Here's some chicken.
We do got. We did run somewhere for how many nuggets?
60.
Yeah. 60. During the break, they bought 60 nuggets, and they told them to hold 2 because they're watching their figure.
You know, I can tell you something. I think the lady that took our order ate all 60 nuggets and had to cook an additional 60 nuggets to give to us.
It took
that
a
was
long
a
time.
Huge bitch.
She was big.
She was big.
Dude, but look, she was smart.
She was
though.
Smart, man. Because most people that run a cash register. If they forget to put the total in, they gotta make the change up in their head, they panic, you know? She didn't panic, man. She gave us the change.
Because we had to order an extra large fry after everything.
Sorry.
And somebody's about to die.
Thomas just, drink went the wrong down hole.
Oh, that was horrible.
You mean Carlos's dick went down the wrong hole?
No! Never goes down the wrong hole. I don't like it going down the old rusty wagon.
Let me tell you guys something. So, I thought it'd be funny to hang out with my buddies in a prank call IHOP. And so I called the good regional area, and I found the best one. It seems the one on over New Orleans IHOP seems to be the best one to prank call. So I go ahead and prank call, and I get a hold of this guy named Richard. I'm like, hey, Richard, look, I gotta talk to you. I gotta ask you this first off. First off, I'm a diabetic, and I'm really interested in your chocolate chip pancakes. And I wanna know how much sugar there is. Well, first off, what Richard didn't know is this is the 5th IHOP that I have called, and each one gave me a different number. So at this point, I'm pissed off because I don't know how many pancakes I can eat. So finally, Richard comes back on the phone and tells me 28 grams of fucking sugar. And I'm like, look, let me tell you my real dilemma. I have 5 wives and I want to take them all to IHOP. The thing is, I can't have them all at one table because they're all going to start fussing at me at one time. So what I want you to do is give me 5 separate tables and maybe give me like a little rolling chair and I can roll in and out of their conversations and stuff. You know, it just kind of seems like the kind of rural thing to do.
Well then.
When I, you know, I was like, Richard, are you there? He hung up.
So as we were talking to Brandon and Michael Spaulding and Thomas here, which we don't really care about this Joe guy. I want just throw it out there. This is gonna kind of end it all because we've been talking for almost an hour and 20 minutes now. Jesus. And we're gonna end it off with, you know what? I like this idea of ending it off this way. What is this gonna involve work? The worst story that you've dealt with this week, like just a bad story you've heard or you experienced dealing with people.
Already done.
Dealing with people.
We gotta say this on the next podcast. Right?
What? No, this is gonna end it. This
right
is the
now?
End. We're gonna do it. Like the worst experience you dealt with somebody this week. It doesn't have to be with work. You can just deal with someone in general.
Mine has to do with work.
Well, mine too.
So is mine.
And Thomas?
I'm pretty sure I can figure something.
Okay, well, you got it? Can you do it?
Always.
Go for it.
So, I'm inspecting this guy's cab, and of course, we all happen to know what kind of people drive cabs.
What kind of people? What kind of people drive cabs?
The fucking ones.
Saeed people?
Yeah, man.
Saeed's people?
The fucking crazy ones, bro.
Everyone hates Saeed, right?
What? I mean, he's what they
just
are.
Disagree.
I'm afraid they got anthrax in their cab. But it comes down to it. I'm inspecting this guy's cab. And 90% of cabs that come through are automatics. This guy's cab was a stick. So I'm inspecting his cab, and I notice he doesn't have an e-brake on, you know. I'm not thinking, you know, I'm doing my job, I'm calibrating the system. Well, I leave out of his cab, and I leave my laptop in there that's hooked up to his camera system. That's, you know, it's just configuring. And I go ahead and I go in the booth where my father is, and I'm talking to him for a second. I'm getting the seal ready so I can seal the inspection form so he can pass and go to the airport. Well, I come back out, and this sumbitch rolled out of the fucking cleaning stall into the David Drive fucking traffic. And like as soon as I turned the corner, I looked, I'm like, I didn't see him. I was like, oh, he fucking got my laptop, some bitch. So I start running. And then I start running. And then I just see fucking lines of traffic and people just hitting the horn at this poor motherfucker. That's pretty much it, but I mean, it's a pretty crazy experience.
So the car just, the e-brake wasn't on, it just rolled out.
I should have said something.
And no one hit it?
Nobody hit it.
Lucky.
Somebody stopped perfectly in between the left and right lane. But
nobody could pass.
Nobody could pass, dude.
That's horrible.
They had a couple brave motherfuckers, you know, those assholes that lift their trucks up. Those are the ones with the real small dicks. Right? There's some bitches that need a ladder to get into their truck. You know, those assholes are
what is it, the E600 now?
F650.
Yeah, the F650s that are like...
Small
semi-trucks.
Transmission that'll last a year.
I think they had the owner of the Hooters on Veterans.
Yeah, he has.
He has one. Because it sits in the back, and you see him trying to sit on it, but they have to climb the wheel that's like 7 feet high, and then sit in the back of the bed and just chill.
Fucking wheel's
like,
bigger than me.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a huge wheel.
Like 5'6".
My dick's about as big as that.
Around.
No, dude, length and long.
girth?
Girth, thank you.
Girth. That's the word. We'll bring up the Spalding and his serving section.
Okay. This story didn't personally happen to me, but I got all the details.
Oh, God.
So what happened is, I'll start this off. Most restaurants, when you separate your checks or have a party over a certain amount of people, you have your gratuity added. You expect that. It's in the menu. You can read it if you aren't fucking illiterate. Anyways, there's this party of about 8 people. They're sitting, we're relatively busy that day. And so they're actually sitting next to the restrooms, which kind of sucks. But they're gonna get their food fast because it's right next to the kitchen. So anyways, they're sitting, they eat, blah, 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 blah. They're done. My friend Ashley is the one who's actually waiting on them. They ask for 7 separate checks. Usually we only do 4, but we were feeling particularly nice that day and decided not to mess with them too much, I guess is the best way to put it. So she splits up all their checks, she brings them, she puts them down, and the first thing they say is, oh, I ain't had no iced tea, there's no me be on my check. Ashley goes, well, did anybody else have a drink that wasn't on their check that I can put it on? Surprisingly, nobody said yes. Anyways, so we void off the iced tea. They pay their checks. And the whole time, like, why we gotta pay gratuity? We ain't ordered none of this. And she explains to him that it's there because they split their check. And they're like, well, can't we just put it back together then? No. When you split your check, the computer automatically adds it, and it won't let us put it back together. By the way, you know what I'm actually saying? Anywho, so finally, someone paying cash, someone paying with card. She takes them all, and somewhere in between this, our kitchen Grill Cook comes out, and they're asking questions to him. This story's getting kind of long. But anyways, they come to find out that the family is restaurant-owned. The Ashley that's waiting on them is the daughter of the managers. The managers are married. Blah, 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 blah. So she drops off all their checks. She's already fed up. Everybody's fed up with them. They're standing around the bathrooms talking, blocking off the whole walkway to the whole other half of the restaurant.
Classy.
She puts their checks down. Somebody just farted.
It's not part of the story.
And they get a... No, that is not part of the story. They get all butthurt and start pitching a big hissy fit. As our hostess is walking back, elderly couple with a walker and an old lady to the second back half of the restaurant, one of them accidentally drops their drink. As she actually goes to pick it up and being the nice person, one of her ignorant-ass family members and or friends goes, "Oh no, let the family pick that up." As this old man's, like, about to slip on this lady's ice drink that fell on the fucking floor. And wow. Then they proceeded to call Ashley a skanky-ass hoe and said they were never coming back, which everybody kind of clapped a little bit after they left. Not necessarily when they were there.
Wow.
I thought the story was not only tragic, but a testament as to why I deal with, don't deal with nigga folk ever. Sorry that was a bit long, but...
No, that's fine.
The that's details
fine.
Needed to be there.
That's fine. Nigger folk.
It's nigger folk.
There's no R. You gotta watch the R word.
I don't care. I say it with the R. And all my black friends know I say it with the R, so I don't care.
I usually do, too. I save that for a very special kind of person. Like the one that sits in the booth and goes, "Man, you know when you get a nigger from the hood, you have fun." I looked at him like, "No."
No.
Can you point me in the nearest direction of the old English 40-ounce?
Yeah, he actually asked me for a 40 of OE in a restaurant.
Retard.
Anyway, wow. I think Thomas has a story now, because I have plenty.
My story was at my job. It isn't pretty recent, but it's the way this lady did this completely blew my mind, and it just cracks me up to this day. She comes in. Remember, I work at an auto parts store. She comes in. This is the exact word she gives me. I mean, I deal with stupid people. You know, I need a part. What part do you need? Oh, I don't know. What kind of car you drive? Oh, that green one. This lady comes in. This lady comes in, and she says, "I need the thing that plugs into the thing that plugs into your car.
I need the thing that plugs into the thing that plugs into your car."
That is her exact words. And I'm looking at her, I'm like, what? I'm sorry, man. I need a little bit better description than that. Well, obviously, you don't know what I'm talking about, and you don't know what you're doing. I'm going to go talk to the next person.
She rules you out as being
the thing that plugs into the thing into the car. Really?
Please tell me it was a phone charger.
I do not. That's what I thought, but she blew up so quick. She didn't even repeat herself the second time. She just... It was ridiculous. And I'm like, yeah, go talk to someone else. They'll love you. Just go ahead. Just repeat those words. The thing and the thing.
God.
Your turn, Carlos.
Don't you feel like a lesser man because you don't have such a good story anymore?
No, y'all actually got me. Because I haven't really been at work all week.
He was crouching.
Damn.
Carlos was crouching so nobody could see him.
No, because I mean, last weekend was drill. And then I didn't work that week. And then... someone got killed behind the store last weekend. Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that drill, they got shot 9 times.
Wow.
Right behind the building.
Was that an employee?
No, it was just some customer that just walked in and bought some stuff, left, got his car fixed, the mechanic's under his car while he gets shot.
Damn, where you work at again?
Huh?
Well, where at? What location?
Right next to the 9th Ward in New Orleans.
Asian? The hood.
Asian?
I'm not gonna say that.
Yeah,
honestly.
But yes.
There's only one.
Yes, that
I hate to say.
There's only one. There's only one in that area.
You
so
worry about
like,
the one right next to the UJIS factory. UJIS.com factory, right? Yeah.
You're really trying to get an endorsement, huh?
Yeah, man.
That's where they keep all the butter for Brandon Nato.
Send me some sticks, motherfucker.
God, a story now. I mean, now I had to pull back instead of this week. I was trying to get one out of this week. There was a couple came in. We're in the automotive. Me and Thomas are in the automotive retail department, if you want to put it that way. We have to sell parts. That's our job. Whatever it takes to do the job right.
We're screwed.
Yeah, we're going to jail. Whatever. They come in and they asking for Earl. Let me explain. If you're not from this area.
Oh, Jesus.
If you're not from this area.
You got me cracking up.
If you're not from this area, you're not going to understand what Earl is. It's actually oil.
There's an R in it now. Just to let y'all know.
If you're from. but if you're from this part of the area, apparently, the O in I is repositioned and taken completely out of the word.
It's not repositioned, it's just gone. It's erased.
And put with an ER instead of the OI for oil. Mm-hmm. And they asked for Earl and an Earl change. I was having a bad day, so I decided to be smart because I knew they weren't going to catch it. I told them, Earl does not work today. He is off for the week. And she, the lady of the couple, started yelling at me, saying, no, that's not what we're looking for. We want Earl for the car. I'm sorry, Earl is not here. He cannot help you with your car. Then the husband, or of the couple, whatever he was,
it was a baby daddy.
Goes to say something, and the woman says, no, I'm talking to the man. He know who Earl is, and he gonna get me my Earl change. And I said, ma'am, again, Earl does not work here, but I can get you an oil change. And at that point, I had to be removed from the situation. Because my boss was going, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And I was just like, I don't sell Earl. I sell oil. And the lady proceeded to get even more mad and started calling me names. And she decided to call me a racist. I'm not racist, but I am racist against N-I-G-G-A-S. Can't stand them. What a passion. But I love black people who are nice people.
For those of you who don't know, there is a difference.
It's a huge difference.
Very.
What comedy did that? What comedy?
Dude, there's a couple of them that do that.
Yeah, a lot of them. Cat Williams did it. Kevin Hart did it. Richard Pryor said it.
Richard Pryor said it. Richard Pryor was good.
Eddie Murphy said it.
What is that? Chris Rock?
Chris Rock is the one that
talks about it. And niggas.
Two different things.
Watch Chris Rock. He'll explain it all. I don't know which one it is. You'll figure it out.
So, just to add the icing to the cake, these two young, teenage, under the age of 14, African-American males walk into the store. And remember, I'm already removed from the situation with the couple. Go straight to our paint section, which in order to buy paint in the state of Louisiana, you have to be an older than 21, correct?
18.
Yeah, 18? They boosted up.
It's 18 for paint.
18 for spray paint. And you can clearly tell they weren't of that age. So where I work at, a lot of theft and a lot of...
Who works in the hood?
I work in the hood. A lot of theft happens. So I brought it up to another employee of mine. Hey, could you go help those customers out? And I said it in a way where I didn't have to say any words. I just kind of pointed. You go follow them and help them out. That's all. I wasn't insinuating anything. I really was. But for customers in front of the counter, I was trying to hide it. Now, this couple sees that the couple that I was dealing with earlier sees that, and they start to scream out, oh, watch out, they're watching you. Watch out, AutoZone's watching you. They're gonna put you in jail because you a young black man in the neighborhood. You trying to make it in the world with a man holding you down.
Jesus Christ.
And I stared in such awe that I could not move. I didn't know what to do. Because she proceeded after that, I knew you were racist. You don't like black people trying to make it in the world, and you white man, and first of all, let me stop there. I'm not white, I am Hispanic. So it blows my mind that they thought I was white. And you white man trying to hold my black people down, hold my black brother's son down,
And I can't believe this. Who's your manager? Ma'am, I am the manager. No, you're not. I want your manager. Ma'am, I am the manager. No, you're not. And then my boss proceeded to come out. Why are you still up front?
Carlos, Carlos, I hate to interrupt you, but at any of this given time, why don't you just break it to her that she can't buy oil with the food stamp card?
Oh.
Hold on. Hold on. The company now can use food stamp cards.
No, it's EBT.
Which is the same shit.
Dude, there was EBT.
Cut since this podcast, when is that man. EBT cash? I gotta walk out of here pissed off, man.
Dude, wait. So, I want food stamps.
Don't qualify. Your skin color is not the right color.
Oh, and Obama wins again.
What is going on here? We just turned into a bad podcast.
All right, guys, break out the hoods and the rebel flag.
So we'll just cut it out there. We're getting delirious.
50-inch lift.
Whoa! What did you say about big people that own big trucks?
My dick just got small.
We'll just go ahead and cut it off here.
By the way, we're really not racist. We just have views on very shitty people.
I got a very close friend named James Bro. He's black. He's
cool
a nigger.
Guy.
I love him.
I slept with him in the bed. I sleep in the same bed.
He looked at porn on my iPod Touch once.
Bro did that?
Yeah, bro. When we went up to Missouri.
Wow, I'm gonna text him.
Show him the canner.
The what?
The canner.
If y'all ever get a chance, look for the canon, the super surprise surprise.
Did I tell you?
Heaven666.org.
Wait, I couldn't say it, but now you can.
He brought up UGS. Why not? The same thing, right? It don't matter. But yeah, that's it for the...
Be 18 plus.
Yeah. Make sure you're older than 18. If you're a child, please do not subscribe to, or listen to us
at
all.
I wouldn't listen to this shit.
if you're from the Metro area, Canada area, New Orleans area, and you went to EJ, you went to Mattis, you went to elementary, you went to Harris, you went to Grace King, you went to Bonneville, you went to all these areas and those schools around here.
You like the hot boys.
Checking us and
I'm Iceberg Shawty.
Itty Bitty Little Titty Committee. Join us and catch us next week. This is
Brandon.
Spalding.
Thomas.
And Carlos, and we'll catch you later. In the Met.
Push the button.
It won't work.
Push the button.
Talking.